Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ben Weinheimer of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association. Back with Ben in just a moment.
It's the 9th annual Albrecht Penn's President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale, Monday, February 17th at the Clay Freeney Ranch in Caddo, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 150 Angus bulls, plus over 300 registered and commercial Angus females. For a sale catalog or more information, call 816-532-0811. The 9th annual Albrecht Penn's President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale, Monday, February 17th at noon.
It used to be okay to smoke in hospitals. It used to be okay in movie theaters. It was okay in classrooms, restaurants, and airplanes. But thanks to a greater understanding of the dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So now that we know secondhand smoke causes lifelong health problems, why is it still okay to smoke while children are in the car? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's get serious about protecting kids. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
We're talking today with Ben Weinheimer, of course, from Texas Cattle Feeders Association. Ben, a lot of things going on within the industry. Some optimism maybe for 2020 as far as maybe some better cattle prices ahead. What's going on right now in feedlot country in our Southern Plains, Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma feedlots that you folks represent?
Definitely, Ron. Coming off of a pretty good year in terms of 2019. Sure enough, there in the last third of the year, a pretty good hiccup with the Tyson plant fire and Holcomb, Kansas, but really great to see all of the work that Tyson put forward there to get that plant repaired and back online. So having that issue, off the shelf, if you will, and taken out of consideration gives us a chance to really focus on business as usual and look to see new and good opportunities and for 2020.
The issue of traceability. Something that Texas Cattle Feeders has actually been involved with for a while now. You've been working on trying to figure out how to get our arms around this successfully. We've actually got some progress being made as far as some projects that your group's been involved in, and some other states are starting to get involved as well.
It's been a priority for TCFA for many years in terms of really being an advocate and a voice for the industry to encourage improvements in a national animal ID system of some type. And so over the past couple of years, we've been heavily invested in and working on a pilot project that's had quite a few cattle in it over the past many months. And that's included cow-calf producers and auction markets and feed yards and packing plants in Texas and several other states that have been cooperating on the Texas pilot, like Florida and Kentucky as a couple of examples. And then on a parallel track, along the same timelines, Kansas has had a pilot project on disease traceability that they've been working on, again, inclusive of a little bit different mix of states. And as both of those pilot projects have demonstrated good success, kind of became a point in time here where it made sense to look at what synergies could we gain by bringing those two efforts together. And that was just recently announced in terms of now the U.S. Cattle Trace Animal Disease Traceability Pilot Project.
What's your hopes on that?
Well, our hopes are here, and especially as we're messaging about it at the cattle industry convention this week, is to encourage additional states and operations to really look at it and take an interest and show a willingness to sign up and participate just for the good of the effort, as we really want to ensure that this voluntary disease traceability system is sustainable for the long term and something that we could see, expand across the whole industry.
Of course, the norm up to this point on animal ID has been those animals over 18 months of age, primarily our breeding stock. We're actually talking about some of these cattle that would be like going through the feedlots, in other words, under 18 months of age.
That's correct. So, going back a few years, the adult cattle have been subject to a disease traceability system managed by USDA and the state veterinarians. But this voluntary traceability initiative is very much around from the ranch of origin, as that calf then moves through the system to stocker operators and auction markets, into feed yards and on to packing plants. So it's intended to be a full chain traceability system from the cow-calf operation going forward.
Ben Weinheimer, Texas Cattle Feeders Association, talking about some of the traceability efforts going on right now in this effort to identify cattle under 18 months of age, moving them at the speed of commerce through auction barns from ranches to feedlot operations across the country, including Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Genetically enhancing your assets. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company invites you to their 2020 bull sale Saturday, February 15th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. They're featuring 70 18-month-old Angus and Sem-Angus service-ready bulls. Call Lee Nichols at 580-367-0299 for more information and to request a catalog. That's 580-367-0299. Sale will be seen on liveauctions.tv. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company bull sale Saturday, February 15th. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.